First of all, you guys got to be some of the hardest working men in bluegrass, I tell you. You got albums coming out, you got tours going on, you got collaborations and everything. Tell me about the new album coming out. It's due out in January, Out in the Open.
Yeah, so January 27th, Out in the Open is coming out. Maybe it's 26th, but it's right in there. And yeah, we couldn't be more excited about the record. It's a real, I think it really captures, you know, exactly where the band is these days. You know, it was a 100% live recording, so there's, you know, nothing hiding, nothing added. It was just a really fun recording to make, and I think that'll show through the listeners, I hope.
Well, you guys have had the great fortune to work with some wonderful producers. Peter Asher, you worked with him with Steve Martin and Edie Brickell on Love Will Come For You. Larry Campbell up at the barn. Y'all recorded
Barn, yeah.
Tell the Ones You Love up there with Larry Campbell. And now Joe Henry on this album. You see, it's live. You just got in the studio and everybody played all together at once.
Yeah, you know, it was, you know, Joe initially told us when we were coming in, it was like we had 5 days and we're going to make the record in 5 days. We've never made a record that quick. Then we got there and he was like, well, really, we have 4 days because the last day we're going to use just kind of for listening to stuff and just making sure we've got what we want. So the first day is all set up. So really, we had about 3.5 days and it was really just a wonderful experience. Just very, very creative and sort of free flowing. And it was the easiest album I've ever recorded, which I think says a lot of good stuff about it.
Now, is all the material on this album original?
We've got one cover.
Okay.
We found this up-and-coming songwriter named Bob Dylan, and we figured we'd help him out and do one of his songs.
Yeah, I understand. Now, which album was it that was the first one that was all original material? Was that Tell the Ones You Love, or is it one before that that was all original?
You know, I mean, kind of from the beginning we were doing, you know, we do maybe 10 originals and 2 covers kind of from the very beginning. You know, we have records out from when we were still in college or a record out. And even then, you know, it was all our songs. So that's kind of been our focus. But as far as 100% originals, maybe Tell the Ones I Love. Yeah.
Well, that's really cool that, you know, young bluegrass band starting out and doing all originals. That's a little bit unusual.
Yeah, I think it was, you know, I mean, we were still spending a lot of our time, you know, actually, you know, you got to, in bluegrass, you got to learn in any music, but you learn from the, you know, just the kind of the bigs that came before and sort of invented the music. So while we were doing that, I think it just felt natural to kind of write our own music to go along with it. It never felt like a stretch or anything like that. It's always just been the way we've kind of put our stamp on it.
And how do you divide up the duties? Do people just come into a studio or a practice session with a song idea and you work it out? How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we spend a lot of time together, so we have an informal time where it's maybe we're just sitting around on a bus or backstage or on a couch somewhere. We pick up a guitar. And, you know, I like to leave a guitar sitting around on the bus. Like bring an old kind of beater guitar that can get banged around a little bit, because somebody will always start picking it. Will always pick it up, and we spend so much time riding around like that. Somebody will always pick it up, and you know whether you know just start get the juices flowing. So that's kind of how it works. And by the time we get to the studio, we have a pretty good idea of maybe 20 songs that you know we can mold into a record.
And not only this new record you got coming out, which I guess you nowadays call the solo albums, Steve Canyon Ranger's solo,
right,
as
right.
opposed to with Steve Martin, but you got the new album out with Steve Martin, the long-awaited album. Could you just encapsulate briefly how this whole collaboration came out and there's a little bit about the album with him that's out now?
Yeah, so, yeah, we've been with Steve for maybe 9 years now, something like that, and you know, it's been amazing. You know, it's what originally seemed so off the wall now feels really normal for us. But maybe not to everybody else, but for us. We met him just through a mutual friend, and just he sat in with us once or twice, and he had the Crow album coming out right about then. And his agent asked him if he wanted to do some tours, some shows. So we tried out a couple little things here and there, and he started getting comfortable with it. And, you know, originally it was no comedy, all music. He didn't want it to be confused as anything like that. He was trying to do a comedy show, you know, with the band. It was a serious music show, and he has only gotten more and more serious about it over the years. I mean, he's written a musical now and several albums, you know, with the Rangers and with Edie Brickell, and he really works hard at it. And I think, you know, the latest record, the long-awaited album, is you know, a group of songs that he's probably written over the last 3 years. Every time we see him, if there's been a couple months in between, he'll have a new song or two that he wants to, you know, that we sit down, and kind of the same thing is hanging around the dressing room. He'll come in, we'll just hang out and work on chords and lyrics and stuff like that. It's a real partnership.
He has a very unique lyric style, one might say.
One might say.
has he stretched you guys out lyrically?
Oh God, yeah. I mean, you get this stuff. You know, he sends you a song, and you're just like, there's no way on earth anybody in the world could sing this song but Steve Martin. But he's going to sing it, and he's going to pull it off. And then there's, you know, and then there's ones that, you know, Woody sings as well, and he's got a very diverse sort of catalog of songs, and some of them get totally weird and wacky and are still strangely poignant, and some are even weirder and wackier.
Well, On the Water, Woody's vocal on the Water is great. I mean, that's one of the, that's a premier song on the album as far as I'm concerned. But then there's Caroline, which only Steve could do.
Exactly. I remember that song. We had one called Jubilation Day years ago that Steve kind of sings, and it's a back and forth. And, you know, you hear that, and there's, like I said, there's nobody you could hear else but Steve doing. And he's got some great ideas, you know, and he kind of counts on us to sort of bring kind of the bluegrass sort of background to it. And if he needs it, feels like it needs any sort of bona fides or anything like that. But, you know, he's also very comfortable, you know, in his own creativity. Obviously, he's been so successful, but, you know, he's very comfortable taking a chance and going back and reassessing and reworking. So it's a great process with him.